You're listening to the Gold Digger Podcast, episode number 191. It's been a little over a year since I opened my online shop, Shop Jenna Kutcher, and it's been a crazy, beautiful addition to my booming business. It's been something I've been digging into as we've navigated this season of life because having an online digital store has been an incredible addition to my business. In 1 year, we generated over $218,000 of income with little effort on my part, and it's been a way to create offers for my audience that serve them if they're not ready to make the plunge into a bigger purchase, like an online course. I was able to take the tools and templates that I had already created for my own business and make them available to my audience at affordable prices. And in that process, I was able to see what my followers were interested in, what they're excited about and purchasing in order to help us create more offers that will continue to serve them well. As an added bonus to today's show, head to shopjennakutcher.com and use the code GOLDDIGGER to save 15% off of your digital purchase. That's shopjennakutcher.com and the code is GOLDDIGGER. Before we dive on in, let's read the review of the week. This comes from Oligana, and it is titled Simply Amazing. It says, I just discovered this podcast a few weeks ago, and I cannot say how much I appreciate all the work that Jenna put into creating such authentic and amazing content that is so relatable. It helps to know that we solopreneurs are not alone on our quest on building empires. Being a new entrepreneur myself, even with an MBA, the advice that Jenna shares is priceless. I love listening to the interviews and seeing parts of myself in her guests. I feel like Jenna is my new biz BFF. Keep up the good work, girl. Thank you so much, Oligana, and for all of you leaving reviews. They mean the world. They help us continue to produce this show, and they just add a little happiness to our days. So if you haven't done it yet, this is your challenge. Hit pause, do it right now, and then you can dive on in because we are about to talk about how you can rock a Shopify shop.
You're listening to the Gold Digger Podcast, where we firmly believe that work doesn't have to feel like work. Self-made millionaire and marketing guru Jenna Kutcher will help you redefine what success looks like. It's time to hear from the experts, listen in on honest conversations, and learn the best tips and tricks that helped others pave their own way and craft their dream career. If you're ready to dig in, do the work, and tackle your biggest goals, you're in the right place. Here's your host, educator, photographer, and mac and cheese lover, Jenna Kutcher.
Calling all parents, are you up at night with your kids, chugging coffee to get through the day, and just feeling helpless in getting the rest that you and your child deserve? Head to mightysleepers.com and use the code GOLDDIGGER to get an exclusive deal on the course that will teach you how to master your child's sleep in a healthy way. Did you know that I have created beautiful templates, resources, and presets that you can own? Shop Jenna Kutcher is filled with all kinds of tools to make running your business even easier. Head to shopjennakutcher.com and use the code GOLDDIGGER to save 20% off your first digital purchase. That's shopjennakutcher.com. I love having our shop because, one, I've created resources that have helped me that are now available for everyone to enjoy and use. And why hide all the templates and tools that I built for my own business that had attributed to my success? It's been awesome to say, like, are you struggling with pricing or email templates or editing presets? Because I have a resource for that exact thing. Number two, it gives me the chance to reach my people with offers that are more accessible for those not ready to take a course or not in a financial place to purchase a full system. And I love being able to sell well-priced products that can help change businesses and give people the tools that they might not have been able to purchase elsewhere. Like, guys, I get it. I remember when I was starting my business and anything that cost over $80 felt like the biggest stretch. And so I was realizing that I wasn't able to serve a whole portion of the market because all of my prices were priced above that. And so it was so cool to create the shop and say, we have prices all the way down to $15 and upwards to help serve other people that are in different situations, or maybe they just need a piece of the puzzle. Lastly, it is 90% automated and digital, which means we can serve our clients quickly. It's open and available all the time, and most of it is run through automation, which means less work on our part to get people what they need and to deliver a good client experience without having to be attached to every single sale. Duh, I love automation. That's no surprise. So let's talk about the creation process of the shop. So my shop is a partnership with an amazing designer, Rebecca. Now, I've actually never met Rebecca in person, but Rebecca actually pitched doing the shop with me as a partner. And it's been amazing to have someone who is taking ownership in the shop, creating the templates based off of the content that I've produced, and then serving our customers so well. I actually could have done this on my own, but the question is, would I have? Likely not if it wasn't for Rebecca. We do a profit share, which has been incredible for both of us, and we're always dreaming up the next product, the next sale, the next promotion together. It has been so fun to have a partner in this facet of my business, and Rebecca has been instrumental in making the shop a success. Speaking of partnerships, guys, I'd encourage you, gold diggers, think about ways that you can partner up with one another for projects just like this. Pairing Rebecca's design with my created content was a match made in heaven, and we were given the chance to really shine while both benefiting from the shop. Maybe there's someone out there that you could partner up with and do a shop collaboration with. Are you a designer? Could you offer your services to a content creator to team up? It's so cool because I remember when Rebecca approached me, and I had already created so much content over the years. Some of it was in my paid programs. Some of it was for my personal use. And so when she kind of gave me the idea of like, hey, I can handle a lot of this design stuff. You just got to keep the content coming. It was so exciting. And there was a piece of me that was like, Jenna, you could just do this on your own. But knowing me and how many things we had on our plate, having somebody kind of swoop in and save the day and say, let me get this set up, let me make it beautiful, and let me manage it. It was amazing. And so our partnership has been so incredible. And it just makes me think, like, there are so many of you out there that are so incredibly talented that could be partnering up with one another to create some magic and drive profits. So where the heck do you start? First things first, let's talk about passive income and getting a stream for your business. Now, passive income is defined as resulting from cash flow received on a regular basis, requiring minimal to no effort by the recipient to maintain it. So while having an online shop isn't entirely passive, many aspects of it can be, especially when it comes to digital products. As you start to think about starting a shop, I want for you to think about things that you might have already created for your own personal use or to simplify a process for yourself. Have you created a printable? Did you make a spreadsheet that could help others? Do you have a training that you could share? One of the benefits of an online shop is that the risk and reward ratio is pretty great. The risk of adding an additional product that might not sell is so low because there isn't an overhead cost involved, but the reward if people do purchase it could be huge. So often, as business owners, we are creating tools to help ourselves do our jobs easier that we've never even considered could help others in our industry. If you have something that you could share, I would just start with that. When we first launched a shop, we had about 10 to 12 products, and all of them were things I already had in my own business or inside of my courses. So I didn't have to jump in and create a boatload of new products in order to launch this project, but just repurposing things that I had already created either for myself or for my students. My advice is I would launch with at least 3 products. You want people to see what you have available, provide some sort of option, and be able to test what buyers are most interested in. The data alone from running an online shop is literally huge. So here are some ideas for a Shopify shop for you. Templates that you've created to sell your services or products. Pricing templates, email templates, website templates, DIY templates, brand templates, social media templates. You get the point. If it could have a template, you could probably sell that template. You could also include questionnaires, things that you use for booking jobs that you send to clients to help you gather testimonials. questionnaires that you use to survey your audience, that you use to do your job better. People are always looking to make sure they're asking the right things. You could include education, whether it's in the form of courses, downloadable PDFs or ebooks, step-by-step guides, video modules, or trainings to walk people through a process or a skill. And of course, you could do physical products that you'd like to sell. Though you do want to make sure that you have a plan in place for fulfillment, whether you do it yourself or outsource this part of it, physical products can be an awesome addition to any shop. So we chose Shopify, and maybe you're wondering why, and this show is not sponsored by them, but Shopify was so easy to use. And I did a little bit of research, but Rebecca had had experience in Shopify and felt super comfortable in there. And there are many different places that you can use as an online store. But what I loved about Shopify is there are a ton of different themes that you can choose from to brand your shop, and they are always making new templates. It integrates with payment processors like Stripe and PayPal, which we were already using in my business, and their customer tracking and data can be so helpful. You can integrate it with your email service provider, add coupons, dig into the code if you want to get really fancy, and they have things like an abandoned cart feature built in so that you can save sales. They also have a slew of plugins that can give you access to other features like retargeting ads on Facebook or suggested products based on what someone is looking at. Now, I love the Shopify platform, and it integrated so easily with our business while also keeping it on brand. And the setup and editing is super simple to jump into. We did do a little custom coding because we knew exactly what we wanted, but if you're just starting out, it's entirely unnecessary to do that. The platform makes it so easy to track sales and adjust coupon codes and create pop-ups and to see which products are the top performers. It also helps us know what to promote, how to make changes that will influence sales, and which products to continue creating. So here are our stats, and we're just shy of being open for a year. So in about a year, we've had almost 4,000 orders. We've done over $218,000 in sales. Our average order value is about $55. Instagram is one of our biggest contributors to sales. And our top three products are my Gold Bar I Am Enough necklace, our Instagram story highlights, and my Lightroom presets. We've sold to customers in the US of A, Canada, Australia, the United Kingdom, and Germany, and 6.5% of our customers return to purchase more items. So I love to share numbers with you guys. I think it's just so helpful. And I've had educators in the past who don't really talk about numbers. And obviously, you know me, I love numbers, but I want for you to see what's possible. And yes, I have this large online audience. And yes, I'm a known educator. But even if you could do a fraction of what we've done in just a year, how could that change your life? How could that change your family's life? Like, what would that look like for you if you could see something like this in your own business? So there are tons of different ways to promote a shop. And we've tried a lot of different options in promoting Shop Jenna Kutcher, including having a pretty sweet launch plan that included multiple emails to my email list, social media posts, extra promotions, and giveaways when we launched it back in 2017. Since launch, we've tried a few different things in order to keep our sales consistent. Now, the top ways that we promote the shop are Instagram. At least once a week, we share about a product within the shop on the Gold Digger podcast account and change the link in our bio to match that product. And if we can, we include a swipe up to the product page. We also love email marketing. Duh, like Jenna Kutcher and email marketing go hand in hand. And so every email roundup that we do where we send out and it shares recent pieces of what's happening over at the brand, we share about a product and link to it. We've also partnered with specific sales on certain items in the shop. For physical products, We do limited runs. So we've sold out 2 times of the Gold Bar IMNF necklaces, which if you purchase one, I hope you love it. And it usually takes us only about a week to sell through over 1,000 of those. So we promote heavily until they sell out, which helps us from constantly carrying an inventory or having to sit on product. It also helps in terms of fulfillment so that we kind of have a busy season and then it slows down instead of just having this slow trickle of a few necklaces every single day. Now, we do use Facebook ads. We like Facebook retargeting ads with products based on what people were looking at when they visited the shop. And so there's a plugin that we use on Shopify that will do retargeting based on the pages someone visits in the shop. And then these ads encourage them to revisit that item and hopefully make a purchase. We usually spend a few $100s on these ads each month, and they always pay off for us. No one ever told you that running a business meant you suddenly had to fill a million roles. From being a masterful email template writer to a photo editor, a graphic designer to a social media strategist, not to mention actually working with paying clients. Yeah, nobody told me that either, which is why last year I decided to pull all the tools, templates, and strategies and put them into one place where you can get your hands on them. That's right, from pricing guides that you can customize to email templates, media kits to social media strategies, even editing presets, you can get all of the things that I've created for my own business and use it in yours. And you can save yourself 20% off your first digital purchase using the code GOLDDIGGER. Head to shopjennakutcher.com to make this entrepreneur life just a little bit easier. That is shopjennakutcher.com. And don't forget, the code GOLDDIGGER is going to save you 20% off your first digital purchase. As our baby's due date quickly approaches, Drew and I were savoring every last hour of uninterrupted sleep that we can. But apparently, we don't have to choose between welcoming our little one and getting quality sleep. Meet Dr. Phil Boucher, a board-certified pediatrician and a father of 4 children who developed the Mighty Sleepers course. In this program, Dr. B helps new parents ensure that both they and their children are getting the rest that they need to be happy and healthy. He teaches the strategies that he's used to successfully help his own family function at their best, as well as thousands of patients in his office. He's passionate about helping new parents to be more present and productive by making sleep times less stressful and more restful. The best part is that he has a private Facebook group where you can get support that you need, answers from him and other parents going through the program. You can expect live Q&As, bonus content, and answers to your biggest questions from Dr. B and other parents that are in the trenches. The sleeping course was made with side hustlers, work-at-home moms, entrepreneurs, and working parents in mind. And not to mention, it is a fraction of the cost of a one-on-one consult. It comes with the support that you need to make it fit your parenting style and comfort levels. It works whether you're breastfeeding or formula feeding, and you can access the digital training materials at your own convenience, cuddled up on the couch with baby or on your way to work. Listeners can save $50 with the code GOLDDIGGER at mightysleepers.com. So what do you say, gold diggers? It's time to take back those precious hours of your sleep. Now, we also do opt-ins. So I talk a lot about growing your email list. So we do opt-ins and freebies that will eventually lead into an invitation to purchase a corresponding product. So let's say someone opts in for a freebie, then we follow up serving them through an email sequence, and then we offer the opportunity to purchase a more complete version or an extra tool that will help them with something that they raised their hand and said, I need help with this. Other ways that you can promote the shop. So there are some really incredible ways to promote a shop, and one of them includes having affiliates that are basically helping connect customers to your items, and then they get a percentage of the purchases made. And we've decided to not do an affiliate program. However, we know some Shopify owners who are crushing it with affiliate sales. And so with Shopify, it's pretty easy to set up an affiliate program where each affiliate gets a specific code that will track any purchases made through their link, and then they get to collect a commission each month. Now, I've found with affiliates a few things that really help move the needle in big ways. And before I jump into those, we've just decided to not do that because when you have an affiliate program, you almost want to have a dedicated team member to serve your affiliates, to give them information, to provide them with new incentives and contests and things like that. And it just, we haven't had a need for it. But I think affiliate programs can be incredible. So ways that you can crush an affiliate program. Number one, have focused promotions. So if you have a pretty deep product suite, meaning more than 10 products, I would do more focused pushes with your affiliates. Provide copy and images and incentives that make your people want to share about your products. And the more prepared you can be, the more likely people will be to put the word out about your items. Having focused promotions is one of the smartest ways to rock affiliates because I have affiliate codes for about just about everything. And if I am not having something front of mind, or if I don't know a specific reason to share that code, then I'm probably not going to push people over there. But if I know that there's a certain sale going on or a very specific promotion happening that my audience might enjoy, I'm going to be more invested and it's going to be more front of mind for me. The second way to rock affiliates is to do contests. There is nothing better than having people competing to win. So if you can do extra incentives, whether it's a higher commission rate, cash prize, or a prize package for your top affiliates, it can be so successful. I know that some of the affiliate programs I have, they have a leaderboard where you can see where you're at in terms of your sales, and it can be an awesome way to encourage people to get creative in the marketing of your products. And I know I never shy away from getting an added bonus because I love winning. So coming from a girl that's super competitive, there are two affiliates that I do, and both of them had contests, and you better believe I won because I was like so in. I wanted to be at the top of the leaderboard. I wanted to rock it, and thus, they got so many more sales generated. I got a bigger commission check, and I won a prize. Now, lastly, you can offer to go above and beyond for your affiliates. Now, I don't do a ton of affiliate marketing because we have so many products and launches happening ourselves that I'm really careful about how I'm selling to my audience and protective of what I am willing to recommend to others. But for the few people that I do affiliate for, they are accessible. They offer to help me market their items. They send me product or samples to try, and they help me create content that will ultimately help them sell their products. And so these people see the value in investing in me so that I can share their offers with my audience. And so the very few things that I do in terms of affiliates, they know that if I need something, like they're going to do it so well so that I am encouraged to promote their business. And guess what? I do. Now, reasons an online shop might be great for you. So maybe you're thinking, oh my gosh, this all sounds amazing. Is it going to work for me? Now, you don't have to have a giant audience or a super well-established brand in order to create products that can sell online. It's a lower risk way to test what people want to learn from you or what offers they are interested in. And it's obviously a bonus if you have some sort of following or an email list already started, but it's not entirely necessary. Now, we love pairing our shop with Pinterest strategy that allows our products to be sought after and found regardless of if that person is following us. Now, it also gives us a chance to truly dig into what sets us apart. Sure, there are going to be 100 other people selling editing presets or email templates, but no one is doing it your way. And so starting my shop really helped me to identify what sets me and my tools apart, and it encouraged me to remember the fact that there is room for everyone. It is so easy to look at what is available and to think, I can't possibly sell these. There are already a million out there already. But if you can define or identify what makes your items different, you'll be able to communicate that within your shop and hopefully reach the right people. Now, the data the shop gives alone is incredible. It helps you to determine what you can create next, what people are buying or willing to spend money on. It can help you to continue to craft offers that speak directly into your ideal client's biggest fears or pain points. And for us, we started with a small product suite of what we had assumed would be the best sellers. But now, over 1 year in, we are seeing purchasing trends or ways that we could wisely bundle things together in a way that encouraged our customers to come back and buy more. Now, a few notes on running a shop. A lot of times people will create a shop and they'll think, if I build it, they will come. And so they build it, and then no one comes. And Drew actually has a Shopify shop. He's made sales through it, but if he's not promoting it or if he's not sharing about these resources, he can't count on that people are actually actively seeking out his things. And so if you're going to invest in creating a shop, you want to make sure that you're going to back up some marketing efforts, whether you're utilizing free Pinterest or you're paying for retargeting ads or you're simply showing up in your own feeds and talking about what it is you're selling. There are other ways that you can encourage purchasing decisions. So having testimonials in your shop can be a really awesome way to affirm your customers. Getting people's feedback is one of the most valuable pieces that we've gotten from the shop because it's not only helped us figure out what should we create next, but how can we make it even better? I love hearing from my clients and seeing how they're using my items because sometimes they're using them in ways that they weren't intended to, but ways that can really inspire new ideas. Now, as we look ahead for what's coming up for Shop Jenna Kutcher, I'm just so excited because what we have in the shop are all of these incredible tools for entrepreneurs. But when we start to dream forward, we're looking at ways that we can tweak things we've already created, add different designs that might reach different brands, and then just show up for our clients in bigger ways. Now, another cool thing about having a shop is that a lot of times your products can directly correlate with bigger offers that you have. So for example, we teach online education. And so if somebody opts in for editing presets in the shop, it's a really good sign that they're a photographer. And maybe eventually they would love to take the Photo Lab, my marketing course for photographers. And so we're trying to watch the ways that we can continue to serve our clients after they've made a purchase so that we can follow up with more resources, more help, and more opportunities to continue to work with me. And so we're digging deep into the funnels that we can create in order to serve our clients even better, in order to reach them at a deeper level, and in order to help them with where they are at. Now, over a year ago, when we started the shop, we had all of these ideas. So many of them were about physical products. And when I started to think about what I envisioned for it, it wasn't having an inventory. It wasn't having a ton of overhead. It wasn't having a distribution center for fulfillment. And so how can we create a shop that is supporting the business that I want to build? How can we maintain the desire to have a somewhat passive income? And how can we really connect with our customers on a level that says, yes, you can afford Jenna Kutcher's resources until you're ready to take the plunge into something bigger? Now, what I love about the shop is that it gives you a way to serve your community with varying price points so that you can reach more people and offer tools that can help them wherever they are at. And I know the shop has been a huge way to gain people's trust into my bigger offers. Once they see the quality and care that accompanies my products, they are more likely to make bigger purchases and return for more. And so today, Gold Diggers, if you're thinking about what's next for my business, or how can I generate more income, or how can I serve the world in a bigger way, I would love to encourage you to think about opening your own little shop. And bonus points if you're able to partner with someone else. I think there is so much synergy that comes from working with someone else. And I know that the shop has just been such an amazing piece of my business. If you've never visited it or you're just curious what all of this is about, head to shopjennakutcher.com. And as an added bonus, use the code GOLDDIGGER to save 15% off all digital products today. That is the steepest discount we give. So enjoy that link. Again, it's shopjennakutcher.com. Use the code GOLDDIGGER. and enjoy. We have all sorts of things, from pricing guides to email templates to customizable wedding magazines. There are so many products in there that were created with you in mind to make your life easier and make you able to do your job better. And let's be honest, they're just all beautifully designed thanks to Rebecca. And so I love seeing what you guys are excited about, because trust me, I am so excited. So until next time, gold diggers, keep on digging your biggest goals. And I hope you enjoyed digging into a Shopify shop with me today. I'll talk to you guys soon.
Thanks for listening to the Gold Digger Podcast. Dive into the show notes for this episode and all past episodes at www.golddiggerpodcast.com. If you love the show, share it with a friend. The more, the merrier. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time, you gold digger, you.